Hello, this is Marcia Gustafson at the Health Department. Welcome to today's presentation, Inspecting for Pests. Our speaker today is Al Burns, who works here at the Health Department as the Chief Public Health Sanitarian. And if you would please mute your phones so that we'll have the presentation and then we'll have questions afterwards. But if you could mute your phones right now, that would be most appreciated. Welcome, Al.
Hi. Glad to be with you here. And we'll get started. We'll go through the slides. And after we've gone through them, if you have any questions, or if you have questions even when we're going through the slides, please feel free to bring them up, okay? First off, some of the pests, the principles of the pest is the problems that we have is that they can create allergens, they can create food poisoning, and worse diseases than that, okay, like typhoid and uremic syndrome.
Next slide.
The role of the health officer, of course, would be pests many times present public health problems in the community, and you're always answering calls about pests. The town health officer needs to know to determine whether it's a violation of the rental housing code, and you probably know that a lot better than I do, okay? We work with our food regs, and I can tell you that there, pests are a problem, okay?
Next slide.
The examples for public health threat would be, importantly, to store garbage and everything properly, make sure that it's clean, don't give the pest anything to eat, and make sure that they're not violating any of the rental housing codes. If a town health officer is unsure whether or not rodents or insects pose a public health problem, they should get in touch with the health department at 1-800-640-4374 for clarification.
Next slide.
Environmental health, subchapter 16, is the rental housing code, and I'm sure you all know that. And an infestation means that there's the presence of rodents, cockroaches, bed bugs, whatever insect that it may be, and that they may create a health hazard. Bed bugs are not a problem as far as a health hazard is concerned, but they are a nuisance, and we do spend an awful lot of time working, and so do you, with establishments as far as bed bugs are concerned.
Next slide.
Historically, rodents have been associated with histoplasmosis, hantavirus, plague, salmonellosis, and leptospirosis. The salmonellosis is just one of the food poisonings. They have been associated with other types of food poisoning, and I won't try to go into all of those with you. Some of the pests have been associated with asthma or asthma symptoms, and then of course you have dust mites, and cockroaches and mice have dander, plus they do spread disease.
Next slide.
I think what can present a problem, we have rats and mice, then we have the house flies, which we're getting a lot of calls this year on, mosquitoes, dust mites, fleas, and then our favorite old bed bugs, which we have calls about every week nowadays.
Next slide.
Applicable town health officer inspection questions. Is the household free of visible evidence of insects? Free of visible evidence of rodents or other vermin or pests? And for each question, is there evidence of infestation, fecal droppings, insect or vermin bodies, chewing or gnawing marks?
Next slide.
What to look for? You can look for the pest, you can look for their droppings, you can look for where they've been hiding, okay, nesting and things of this nature, depending on what type of pest you're looking for. Best places to look for them, of course, would be in the kitchens, around water pipes where it's moist and warm. They are inside of TVs, and I do remember hearing in the office here where a mouse had got into a keyboard of a computer keyboard and ruined it and whatnot, because they do urinate while they're moving around, plus they are pretty nasty little creatures. So it can be anywhere in the building you can find these insects or rodents.
Next slide.
Inspection observations.
Next slide.
Bat, rodent, and raccoon entry. Okay, they can enter in, a mouse, for instance, can enter in an opening that's no larger than a quarter of an inch. Their skull is hinged and can flatten right out, and they can slide through these holes. And as far as insects, they can go through any small hole, small tear in a screen, or anything of that nature. When you're talking about raccoons and larger animals, then of course they have to have larger openings, which quite often can be found around the homes.
Next slide.
If you have holes in the walls, it provides entry for hidden passages into the walls and ceilings and wall floor and wall cavities. They are likely to be good harborage sites for mice.
Next slide.
Droppings can be seen. You look for mice droppings in hidden places where they may go. The mice droppings are allergens. They can be and can cause allergic reactions. Also, you have to know that Hantavirus is spread by the dust from the mouse droppings. I think one of the cases that we had in the state of Vermont, he was putting wood into his house and he brushed a mouse nest off of the wood and actually inhaled the dust and ended up in Boston Hospital almost dying with the Hantavirus. So it does happen even in Vermont, unfortunately. Mice are creatures of habit. You can move furniture, disrupt their pattern, and then you see more of them, okay? Anytime that you disrupt any rodent's home or their walkways or things of that nature, you would be more apt to see them.
Next slide.
Like we would like to say that you don't see them except at night because they're nocturnal, but that's not true. When the Commissioner of Health was giving a talk at one of the local hotels, a mouse came out on the stage with her. Needless to say, we did have to go and inspect that establishment. In these next pictures you have here, you see the top picture shows droppings in a bathroom and around the kitchen. Bottom shows the exoskeleton in a light fixture. And the bottom right is the American cockroach near the entry point of a building, which is near a floor drain.
Next slide.
The top picture in the left shows a rat droppings in a wall cavity. The case of an odor for years, causes an odor for years. The top right illustrates rat burrows in clay wall in a basement. The bottom left picture is showing a stained ceiling tile below a mouse nest. The bottom right is an open, unsecured poison bait for rodents. That again is a real no-no, is that you should definitely keep your baits so that no one else is going to get them other than the rodents.
Next slide.
The rental housing code, again, it's you have here 4A1, owners maintain the common spaces free from rodent and insect infestation. 4A2, owners are responsible for the extermination and